BDBD starts with the commentary and follows with some gentle background sounds to help you meditate on the passage. The entire clip is 3 minutes long.
Psalm 59 verses 1 and 2. How many enemies around me, they do not know. How many walk beside me with hands about to blow. Some smile, others jeer. They conspire against me, so I hear. A ruler who hates drives them on. Though left on their own, evil would not have been sown. David wrote this psalm when Saul sent men at night to watch his house, ordering his murder in the morning. That's according to the subscription. The details are recorded in 1 Samuel 19. King Saul became jealous of David, envy molting into the royal authority used for murder. This can personally apply to the innocent who long for God's protection against unjust power. Trusting in God when someone has power and control over my well-being is not easy. Knowing that a demon-possessed person, or at least one who is emotionally and mentally unstable, swings power like a sword and feels pleasure in destroying others, can depress and paralyze. This doesn't have to be so. Jesus taught his disciples, quote, "But before all this, they will lay hands on you and persecute you. They will deliver you to synagogues and prisons, and you will be brought before kings and governors, and all on account of my name. This will result in you being witnesses to them. But make up your mind not to worry beforehand how you will defend yourselves. For I will give you words and wisdom that none of your adversaries will be able to resist or contradict. You will be betrayed, even by parents, brothers, relatives, and friends, and they will put some of you to death. All men, we hate you because of me. But not a hair on your head will perish. By standing firm, you will be life." Luke 21, verses 12 through 19.
BDBD is sponsored by FreeBibleStudyHelp.com, home of Bible study, question sheets, commentaries, and information to help the individual and small group study the Bible.